Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Beautiful day in St. Louis. Get out, do something, right? Or just sit on Plowsy's couch, watch Netflix. It's fine. Do whatever you want. Cards and Cubs, big showdown begins tonight at Busch. Trade deadline 3 p.m. tomorrow. So the Cardinals still have 27 hours to get something done. No offense to Zach. I have to keep looking it up. Zach Roskopf. No offense to him. They have a chance to add on.
He'll be a household name.
He was the first piece. They have a chance to add on over the next 27 hours. Hollywood Casino Press Box, Martin Kilcoin with you. Frank stepping out on assignment. Cam Jansen, Chuck Marlowe, and the gang coming up at the top of the hour. Triad Bank has been around St. Louis since 2005. And what's really key there is been around St. Louis because they started here. St. Louis people running this business, making those decisions. So if you're a business owner looking to do more business, you want to get a loan, talk to the folks who do business in this town. They know how to get it done. When you go for a loan, they're not calling folks in L.A. or New York. It's all decided right here. Five-star rated bank. Find them on the web at triadbanking.com. Located in Frontenac. It's one block west of Lindbergh on Clayton Road. Easy to get to. Easy to find. Triadbanking.com. And just enough time for this.
At the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
I say this with utmost respect to Zach Roskopf.
Oh, no. This means there'll be no respect.
He is deeply weird. His stat line
his stat line.
Very,
okay. Not as a person.
I don't know how Zach Roskopf is as a person, but strikeouts per nine innings in his career, which you would think for a guy ERA over five probably wouldn't be very good. It's over 12. He strikes out 12 batters per nine innings. He walks a lot, 5.9 walks per nine innings. This is what I really have trouble wrapping my mind around, and maybe what the Cardinals might be thinking. Because worst case scenario, he winds out the season in AAA, he's depth, and no one ever really thinks about him again until he winds up on another team sometime next year. Martin, left-handed batters in their career against Zach Roskopf, a left-handed pitcher. Here's the line. And he's been in the big leagues in some capacity since about 2012, 2013. So this is 2013 was when he made his debut. A 153 average, a 299 on base, and a 278 slugging. Now, the issue is righties. A 330 average, 410 on base, 616 slugging.
That's not his fault. He shouldn't be facing righties.
Right. So if you're the Cardinals and you have mentioned that you would like, and maybe this won't be an issue till September when rosters expand to 40, the active roster. But you usually play a lot of teams in the division in September. That's kind of how baseball likes to schedule it. Reds, Joey Votto, Cubs, Rizzo, Schwarber, Brewers, Yelich. You can't get him out. Pirates, Josh Bell's a switch hitter. If Polanco's back, he's a lefty. Maybe. It's, I mean, I'm not saying it's a big deal or
maybe
should it be
you
the only deal, but it's worth trying.
Right, it's totally fine. It's just
yes.
The optics on it. It's
yeah,
sort of, and
right.
If they don't get anything else done, then people will always remember this guy's name. They do like getting Zachs at the deadline. It's not Zach Duke, Zach Roskopf. But to your point, if he gets you one huge out, a big moment against Rizzo or Yelich, and it's September against the Brewers, the Cubs, sure, why not?
Do you trust? Let's just say it's September. Who do you trust more as a lefty coming out of the pen, Roskopf or Cecil?
At this point. And yesterday, before I knew who Zach Roskopf was, it's still Zach Roskopf. Cecil, to be fair, he's focusing on 2020.
Yes.
God, what if Carpenter doesn't hit? Does he get the same
don't worry about this year? Focus on 2020?
You can't.
Can we have a list of players focusing on 2020 from the Cardinals?
I guarantee. Well, I shouldn't guarantee. I should bet a milkshake that I'm not going to pay up on. But that he'll go with him on the trip, Carpenter. Whether he gets a hit this week or not, I'll bet you he goes with him to Oakland,
the
L.A.
The optics would be terrible, though, wouldn't it? If he still, even if he gets like two hits between now and then.
I think there's just a little less pressure, though, than bringing him back when he's at home, Cubs series. I could be wrong, but I bet they take him on the trip.
So I'm reading this from Craig Goldstein, who is a writer and the managing editor of Baseball Prospectus. And he posted this on Twitter because Bob Nightingale yesterday said that there's some growing sentiment, and this is so stupid, among GMs to push the trade deadline back, Martin, to August 15th. Because we had the two. We had July 31st and then the waiver deals on August, at the end of August. And then, well, yeah, that's too much. So we got to get more deals in July. Spur interest. All right. So they cut out the waiver deal deadline, and they put it to non-waivers on July 31st and say, that's it. Now it's July 30th, and nothing has happened. So now they're saying, well, let's push it back maybe 2 weeks, and basically it's all GMs using the excuse to not make any deals. Goldstein tweets out the following, and I have an apology afterwards to a gentleman who no longer is a general manager, and I don't know where he is in baseball now. But he says, MLB GMs are a bunch of risk-averse babies who act a lot like MLB managers did when sacrifice bunts with men on were common wisdom. I want to focus more on the risk-averse babies. I owe an apology to Dave Stewart. Because Dave Stewart was not risk-averse. And he made stupid moves, but he was not afraid to make moves. And he got ridiculed for it. And I feel like no GM wants to be the guy who makes that bad deal. No one wants to make the... Like when the Braves traded for Mark Teixeira, they traded Elvis Andrus in that deal. And Neftali Feliz. A big reason why the Rangers won two pennants was off that Mark Teixeira deal. And I think GMs now are too afraid to be that guy.
I'll say it again. It's second wild card, baby.
I think that's it.
I think how great as it is to see an extra playoff game, to see a bunch of teams in contention, it completely ruins the trade deadline. At least the trade deadline set at July 31st. Now, if you want to move it back a month and you want to have a hard, you know, August 20-something deadline, teams are a little bit more out of it at this point. You're never going to get a trade deadline like you did prior to the second wild card, GM can justify staying pat and making a second half surge. I'm telling you, it feels like it correlates perfectly.
I think GMs and teams have done such a good job at promoting youth and the minor league players as the future, which keeps salaries down and keeps things cheaper for teams in the near term and even the long term, that fans focus so much on what prospects do after they're dealt. And because of that, that always comes back to the GM, where if one exceeds expectations, they're the one to take the fall for it.
I'm thinking of the Stewart, the Shelby Miller deal.
Shelby Miller deal.
Number
was
one.
That was the one that he caught the most heat for.
Was he there when they signed Greinke to the big bucks, or was that after? I'm just wondering, because Arizona kind of went for it.
What about the Cuban guy Tomas?
Yes, they gave Tomas. Yeah,
he's in AAA making like $12 million annually.
Give me the old school
doing things.
These old fat GMs that are big drinkers and big spenders, throwing it around. It's boring right now.
Yes.
The offseason was boring. The trade deadline's boring. Chris Bryant wasn't. He was wrong about St. Louis, but he wasn't wrong if he was talking about baseball. It's getting boring.
All right, and finally, Martin, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Who's in first place in the National League Central?
Cardinals.
No,
I think they'll win.
Cards.
No, I think they'll. Lester.
All right, Jim Hayes.
No. I think.
That's where the cat sits, isn't it? Right there?
My honest prediction is that they'll take one of the three, but I think they're going to take it tonight.
All right, that's the end of the day.
It's the end of the day. It's the end of the show. Cam Jansen and his gang next.